Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Maddi channel, just as the one who is mute and the one who can speak, and the blind and the one who can see can never be equal, a scholar and an ignorant individual can also never be equal. Allah Almighty states in the 9th verse of Surah Zumar, say you, O beloved, are those who know and those who do not know are equal? It is stated in Tafsir Tabri, in this verse, Allah Almighty said to the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, tell your nation, are the people who have knowledge of the reward of obeying Allah and knowledge of his punishment regarding his disobedience equal in rank of those who have no knowledge for this? Those who lack knowledge act mindlessly. They neither know of the reward of good deeds, nor do they fear the punishment of evil deeds. These two types of people can never be equal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned in Kanzul Daqaiq, it is the right of a young scholar to give a preference over an old ignorant man who does not possess religious knowledge. Imam Badruddin Aini Hanafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh states in his commentary Ramzul Haqaiq regarding this passage, this is because a young scholar is superior to an old ignorant man. Allah Almighty states, say you, O beloved, are those who know and those who do not know are equal? It is for the reason that he, the young scholar, is given preference over an old ignorant man in prayer. The prayer is from the pillars of Islam, and the first obligation after accepting faith in Sharia, those scholars whose obedience is commanded are given precedence. And why would this not be the case in regards to the scholars, as they are the inheritors of the Prophets alayhimus salam, as mentioned in the hadith. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.